Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hey, I'm Craig Moore from Banbury. I'm on the game designer course and our team name is Team G, Team Gandalf.
Okay, well, Team Gandalf are one of the winners of the Train to Game Epic Game Jam. And as team leader, how do you feel?
A bit dumbstruck, absolutely over the moon. We had such a fantastic team. They just did such an amazing job. We had felt almost to go just too well. We've had a brilliant weekend.
And what does it mean to you to be one of the four teams going to make something unreal live at the Gadget Show Live in April next year?
Just a fantastic opportunity. We couldn't have asked for anything better. I mean, it's such a hard thing to get into, but this should really, really push us in our careers and our everything, really.
Okay, so tell us a bit about your game.
Our game was basically what we were aiming for was almost a medieval kind of portal game. And we had a fantasy theme and we were going for these kind of puzzle rooms. Basically, the person that dobbed in for the whole kind of the whole scheme, and you were being chased down by the ghost of Guy Fawkes, basically. And it's very psychological. We went for dark rooms and almost horror-like game.
So how did your team find the whole game jam experience?
A lot of learning went on. We had such a range of skills in our team. We could tell by the way we were getting towards the end of the jam, the maps were getting better and our knowledge of Kismet and things was getting much, much better. And it was just flowing really well. And we felt like such a really good team together.
And how did you deal with the tiredness that would take place during the game jam? Because 48 hours of solid work, it was an experience, right?
Oh, complete experience. Thankfully, because it seemed to go so well, we were getting on. There was no riff. People were just planning out the time and what jobs we had between us, and people were just sleeping when they needed to. It just went really, really well.
Are you looking forward to working on the game for the months to come and improving it and making it even better?
This is the dream for all of us. It's working up toward the main goal of the main prize that's going to be the drive for everyone. It's going to be a hard 6 months, which should be a fantastic one as well.
And what would it mean to you if you won the main prize, the fully licensed UDK iOS development kit?
I couldn't even explain what that would mean to me. It'd be just incredible. It's obviously the dream, and it's because of things like Train to Game that we've managed to get there. I hope everyone else and we're going to go for it, and it should be a really good fight.
Overall, would you suggest taking part in a game jam to anyone else looking to get into the industry?
Yeah, without a doubt, I would say go for it. If you get the opportunity, go for a game jam, just because it's an amazing chance to not only get a feel for making a game, but working a team, working with people you don't necessarily know. It's just brilliant personality building opportunity as well. Going into a game jam, you just got to keep a level head, try not to be too enthusiastic, work out within the engine you're working with is what you can and can't do, work out with your team what their skills are, and just plan. We were very fortunate enough to have good team of designers, and we were just able to plan things and judge what we could and couldn't do, and because of that we had pretty much a finished game.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.